Number 20. Jeremiah says, the harvest is past, the summer is ended. And we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment. The word black here means black sackcloth. In other words, I'm so low. I'm in a place of mourning. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? And then Luke, 5th chapter. Verse 31. And Jesus answered and said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You have to have an understanding of your need before you can get your need taken care of. There are a lot of people who don't even know that they're sick. They don't even know that they're not saved. This last week, we've spent hours in airports waiting for flights. And I watched people walk by that have no idea who God is or the concept of what God wants to do for them. Amen. Jesus, we ask your blessing on your word, that you touch it, anoint it, make it alive, but God, mostly make it effective in our lives. We'll give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'd also like you to turn to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Isn't this a great book? Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, starting in verse number 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. So many people have said, well, I just feel, or I need to. Did God really tell you that? Or are you just making decisions independent of God because of personal wants or desires? Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health or cure to thy navel, or the center of your strength, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Where did you get it from? Doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you need to honor God. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all of the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her or wisdom. We're distributing gold and silver this morning. That's what it's really saying. This is more important than the bonus. This is more important than what you can get from your employer or your business. It goes on to say, length of days is in her right hand and her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Glory to God. These are such incredible scriptures. Only God could write them. Only God has the understanding and the perspective of what really is important, and much of that has been laid out in this third chapter of Proverbs. I always say, if you have a healthy navel and marrow in your bones, what more could you ask? Isn't that what you say? There's an old saying, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You could be the richest person, you could have the greatest home, you could have all of the notoriety, but if you don't have health, you have absolutely nothing. It's stripped from you. You know, we read scriptures like these, and yet unless we really study them, we don't get a complete understanding. And according to this text, understanding is better than anything else. And that's why we need to hear the preaching of God's word. God's anointed preaching gives us understanding as to why we are and who we are and what we do. We see here that there is a direct correlation between our relationship with God and our health and also our prosperity. 3 John 1 and 3 says, Beloved, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So as we prosper spiritually, there's a direct correlation with our health and also our wealth. I mean, it's just plain. The word prosper here means to succeed in business or employment. And the word health here means to have sound health or true doctrine. So we're not only looking at the body, but we're looking at the spiritual end as well. It seems the two things that we are most concerned about are our health and our wealth, you know? If we have our health and we have enough money in order to give us the freedom to do whatever we want, and both are contingent on the spiritual soundness of our walk with God. Hallelujah. So how do we know that we're spiritually sound? Well, in our scripture text, we have a spiritual self-test. You can evaluate where you're at based on what we read here in the third chapter of Proverbs. First, forget not my law and keep my commandments. We're talking about what does the word of God say? Do you understand it? For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. So the keeping of the law and the commandments lead to long life. Yes, you can take vitamins. Yes, you can exercise. You can do all of these things. But the bottom line is, folks, it's all up to God when you take your last breath. And it really, again, is contingent upon how do you line up with what the Word of God says. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Why? So shalt thou find favor in the sight of God and in man. Now, I want the favor of God on my life, but I also want the favor of people in my life as well. You can't be rude and not extend mercy to people and then expect people to respect you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. I'm not doing anything until God tells me. Hallelujah. Well, did God tell you? Well, I just feel. No. Let him direct all of your paths. Otherwise, glory to God. I've gotten letters from people saying, well, I'm going to leave, and if it doesn't work out, I want to be able to come back. Well, really? Then you don't know what the will of God is in your life. He'll direct your path. Hallelujah. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Why? We jeopardize God's blessing by thinking that we're more than what we really are. If you think you're somebody, you're probably nothing. Do we realize that a compliment can be a greater danger to our spirituality than a criticism? You know? I love people who have complimented the message or you know, accolades about pastoring, but the fact of the matter is, I'm just a glorified mud ball that God has used somehow, some way. And if I ever get to that place where I think I am somebody, then God says, sit down. God told Saul in 1 Samuel 15 and 18, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel and anointed king over Israel? Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? So I want to promote you because you're little in your own sight. I believe that God wants to promote us in the church because we don't think we're anybody. I remember the first time my pastor asked me to preach. I said, please, you know what? I don't want to preach. Just let me teach my Bible studies. And that went on and on because I didn't want the spotlight. All I wanted to do is try to get souls in the church. Amen. Ministry will not, and I've said this over, will not complete us. It won't give us that satisfaction, but worshiping God and being the best saint that we can possibly be will satisfy us, and then God will say, okay, now I can see that your priorities are right and you can have a ministry within the church. So be not wise in thine own sight, fear the Lord and his judgments, and depart from evil, because it will be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So we are to humble ourselves and mindful of the judgments of God and depart from doing wrong. There is health, or a cure, that's what the word health means, to thy navel, which is in the Hebrew says a string or an umbilical cord from the center of our strength. Every baby, when it is born, it has an umbilical cord that is attached to the mother, got all of its substance, all of its strength, all of its body functions from the mother. We, as the children of God, get our strength from God. And when we are doing well spiritually, there is a spiritual umbilical cord from God to us that gives us strength and gives us all of our substance. I want you to picture this, that there is this line, a permanent attachment to God that says, okay, whatever you need, I can provide it for you as long as you're doing well spiritually. Take a look at Exodus 15 and 26, please. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I'm thinking that is a very powerful scripture. And it wasn't just applied to those in the Old Testament or those who came out of Egypt. Now, I'm not saying that all sickness is related to not being right with God, because it's not. There's some very godly people who have suffered a lot of sickness or conflict in their life. But there is a strength and a healing that comes to those who will live for God. I am determined he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Not, it's an occasion, okay, it's time to go to church and I'm going to live for God for an afternoon or for a morning. But those who are diligently, they're seeking God all of the time. They always have the priorities of God first in their life, and then they can be as bold as to say, all right, God, the umbilical is attached. Now I need the strength, I need the healing. Hallelujah. God also said that there would be marrow to thy bones. Marrow, bone marrow, is the tissue found in the crevices of our bones. Every one of us have it. It is where all of our body blood cells are produced, out of the marrow. Not only all new blood cells, but also our immune system that fights every disease. And so he's saying, hey, listen, I am going to be the marrow. I'm going to be the one who provides all of the blood cells to your spiritual body, and I'm going to fight every disease, every problem, everything that comes against you. I'm going to be healing to the marrow of your bones. There are the white blood cells that fight infection, the red cells that carry oxygen, and the platelets, which are the clotting agents of the blood. And without bone marrow and the disease-fighting blood cells it produces, our immune system would have little defense against even the most common problems within our body. So there has to be this immune system that works within our body. You know, when AIDS was so prevalent years ago, and it still is there, but we don't hear much about it, what it was a virus that would enter into the body. It would kill some white blood corpuscles and put that over itself, disguising itself as a real blood cell. And so the immune system of the body could not come and destroy it, and that's why it was so effective. When we were in Cabo, they had the Iron Man going on. And what they closed off an entire road. I pulled out in the morning going one direction where there were two lanes, and all of a sudden cars were coming towards us. I'm thinking, my God, what's happening? But they had closed off the entire southbound lane so these guys could ride their bicycles. They rode 100 miles in their bicycle, ran 26 miles after that, and swam 2.5 miles in the water for this race. My wife encouraged me to be a part of that, and I thought, here's what I decided. I'm just going to buy the t-shirt. You know? There'll be people who will believe it, you know? What I'm really afraid of is people who buy the t-shirt but won't run the race. I'm a Christian, you know, but I don't think it's so necessary to run all of that ways and to bike and to swim and to... Amen. Hallelujah. I need the immune system. I need God's strength. I need God's protection. And I don't have a right to complain about the things that are happening to me if I've cut the umbilical cord. If I haven't followed the directions of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and be diligently and constantly in the law of God and doing what's right. And does God understand the importance of marrow in our bones? Of course. And that is why he lists it as a blessing for living according to God's word. Turn to Hebrews, the 4th chapter, please. Hebrews 4 and verse number 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And so it's the Word of God that becomes the marrow in our bones, which is our defense. Okay, we are frightened of something, but we have the marrow, or we have the Word of God that defends us, saying, hey, there's no reason to be afraid. He's with us. He'll never leave us. He will protect us. He will provide for us. He's the healer, it's the marrow of our bones. Amen. Glory to God. Lamentations 1 and 13 says, from above he sent fire into my bones. Jeremiah 20 and 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him. Here's Jeremiah. He's being laughed at. He's being criticized because he's preaching the Word of God. You know, when someone makes fun of us because of the way we dress, the way we act, because we won't do the things that this whole world does, count it a privilege, folks. I'm a child of the King. I don't do those things. There's a new man walking in my shoes. He doesn't do the things he used to do. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Glory to God. Build up the marrow in my bones. God, do it. Because that's where all of my protection is. Because God knows our thoughts and the intents of our heart. His word penetrates to the very joint and marrow of the body and the soul. And there is a marrow that runs through the church body. It provides healing and protection for the body as the church continues to obey God's word. And I believe that the very fact that you're a part of the body of God, you have extended favors, extended blessings, extended promises that go to you because you're a part of the body. Cut yourself off from the body. Have you seen some people who have just decided to leave the church, and then later years you see them, they don't look the same, they don't act the same, they look like they've aged because they no longer have the umbilical cord, they no longer have the marrow in their bones, they're not a part of the church body for the protection, the healing. Hallelujah. Now, should there be a disease that attacks the body, whether our natural body or even the church body, which is just as prevalent, there must be bone marrow for defense and producing more blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now, if the body is attacked by cancers such as leukemia, doctors have performed bone marrow transplants. My sister years ago had breast cancer, and they treated it with an aggressive chemotherapy. And this is, I guess, pretty common over the last few years, that this aggressive chemotherapy has completely killed all of the bone marrow that she had. And the doctors gave her 10% chance of surviving even a year. And we prayed for her, and God touched her. But they had to find a bone marrow transplant recipient. They say it's a miracle. First of all, they got to kill all of the bone marrow that you have in order to put the new bone marrow within your body so you can sustain this life, giving protection. In fact, she was in the hospital for 3 months in isolation because she couldn't be around anybody that could have passed on any kind of sickness to her. The problem is finding a suitable donor. And I remember going into the hospital and giving like 6-7 gallons of blood to be tested with a needle this long. And I agreed to do it because she is my sister, you know. But I wasn't a match. And so I'm her only living relative, sibling. And so there's no other relatives to look to. And so they went on a search and they found a donor in Germany that matched perfectly. I guess people in Europe take this more seriously in donating a bone marrow than we do in America. We contribute blood, but bone marrow is just as important, maybe even more important. And so they found it. An unrelated donor, someone she had never met. I had a picture of Einstein, and I texted it to her, and I said, "I found your donor." You know, she didn't think it was that funny at first. There has to be a genetic match somehow. And it truly was a miracle that somebody outside of your family, this will preach, folks. A God that wasn't a part of your original family said, "I'll be a donor. Not only will I give my blood, but I will give the bone marrow to you, which will be a protection and a health for you in all of your future days." And that's what he's done for you, and that's what he's done for me. Aren't you glad that when we needed a bone marrow transplant, and every one of us in the church needs a bone marrow transplant, this whole world has condemned us, this whole world has infected us with disease of sin, and we had no way of getting out of it ourselves. We have one who donated his blood cells to give us life, to give us a new immune system to overcome the threats of attacks that come against us every day. Yes, you can wash your hands. Yes, you can get the flu shots. Yes, you can do all of those things, but there is no guarantee except the guarantee of the one who is the healer and protector of our bodies. You know, every day you want to thank God that you're healthy. Not just come to him when you're sick. Amen. Thank you, God, that I have the strength to get up this morning. Thank you, God, for allowing me to feel the way I feel. And what's so incredible is that there was a little bit of pain in order to donate blood for a bone marrow transplant. But you know what? When God does a transfusion, there's no pain at all. It's just all pleasure. Hallelujah. Could I go back to the hospital, the church, and get another transfusion, God? Because I'm not feeling so well. Could you hook me up again? Could you make sure the umbilical cord is attached so I have the healing power? The word marrow in Webster's dictionary means strength or vigor. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall exchange their strength for God's strength. Hallelujah. I believe if we aren't wise in our own eyes and depart from evil, there is an umbilical cord from God that supplies us with the sustaining power and protection of life. And regular bone marrow to keep our immune system high and new blood flowing from God every day. I cannot tell you how important it is to be in the house of God, to reestablish the connection and the infusion of God's power and spirit and blood in our lives. I don't believe it's just once baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, and now let's hang on and get the t-shirt. But we need to run the race. If you're answering in, run! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you don't, you find yourself getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And the intent of the heart now changes. And now you look at everything in a negative view. God didn't heal me. God won't do this. And we've got a God that's standing right at the threshold of our door saying, I'll tell you what, just read my word again. If there's long days, length of days, there's blessing to you. Amen. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll take care of you. Amen. Glory to God. Would you stand with me? All right. We're at a crossroads. We can all come to the altar for our 3.5 minutes and then go back and buy our pies and get out of here. We can go through that. We have traditions here. Or what we could do is apply the Word of God to our lives right now and believe. I believe beyond any doubt that God wants to do something special for some people here. Not only a physical healing, but an emotional and spiritual healing as well. God wants to extend Himself and reconnect perhaps an umbilical cord that has been separated or cut because of situations or problems that have happened in our lives. And God's saying, you know what? You're trying to do this thing on your own. You cannot do it. I am a donor. I have died on Calvary for you so you could have life and life more abundantly. If we're going to be the witness that God wants us to be in this world, then we have to have some kind of testimony of what God has done for us and how He has kept us. And I understand that our bodies wear out, and I understand that there are sicknesses and diseases, and there's purposes for all of it. All things work together for good for those that are the called according to His purpose, not our purpose. But I have a level of faith believing this morning that we're living so below the privilege that we have that if we've set aside everything this morning and believe that God can do something special for us, then this altar is open for you.